Two female rights activists campaigning against Saudi Arabia's ban on women's driving have been sent to a terrorism court in the kingdom. The ruling came at a hearing in the eastern province. One of the women, identified as Lul Jain Hathloul, was detained on December the 1st after she tried to drive into Saudi Arabia from neighboring United Arab Emirates. Maysa Alamoudi, also a UAE-based journalist from Saudi Arabia, was arrested after she arrived at the border to support Hathloul. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world which bans women's driving. Riyadh has frequently come under fire from rights groups for refusing to lift the ban. Let's speak to Colin Cavell. He's a political commentator and he joins us via Skype from West Virginia. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, first of all, is referring the cases of these women to terrorism court an appropriate course of action?
Kaniz, you have a society that oppresses half of its population, that prevents them from working, that prevents them from going to school with their male counterparts, that prevents them from driving. You have a very sick society, a society of oppression, a society that violates the Charter of the United Nations, which guarantees equal rights, a society which violates the International Covenant on Political and Civil Rights. So what you have is a very sick society where women, half of the population, cannot have or enjoy their natural rights, their human rights, to drive, to work, to associate as they wish. And this is an outrage, and this is an indictment of this corrupt, unelected regime that has no legitimacy at all in Saudi Arabia.
Well, Mr. Cavell, how can two women who are trying to exercise their right to drive be a source of terror or a source of concern as far as state security is concerned?
Well, Kaniz, when you have a structure, a system that systematically oppresses women, any woman who asserts herself, who asserts her independence, who asserts her knowledge to be able to control herself and do what she wants, this is a threat to the entire society because it violates their strict rules there to maintain the type of oppressive system that they have in Saudi Arabia. These women are merely touching a very weak fabric of Saudi society, but they are being supported by all the women of Saudi Arabia. When I was in Bahrain, the Saudi women, they would continuously talk about the oppressive regime in Saudi Arabia and how they disliked everything about King Abdullah and the entire regime. It is a volcano ready to erupt in Saudi Arabia.
And before I let you go, Mr. Cavell, of course, we have discussed this before on Press TV as well, of the impunity with which Saudi Arabia continues to operate within the region, which is afforded to it through its sponsors like the West. How significant is it for populations in America, in Europe, that continue to deal with the Saudi regime to stand up and demand a change in this pattern?
Very significant. People in Europe, people in the United States and the Americas, if they knew what was going on in Saudi Arabia and how half of its population is systematically oppressed and women are denied basic rights to work, to drive, to associate as they want, they would be outraged. But that is why the West has done tons of effort to keep any news from Saudi Arabia away from the ears of Americans, away from the ears of Europeans. They do not want this information to come out because the United States government and other European governments are complicit in supporting this rogue regime, which has a gulag of prisoners who have done nothing but exercise their human rights, like driving, like working, like speaking out. That is what every country should guarantee in this world.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That was a political commentator, Colin Cavell, joining us via Skype from West Virginia. Thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.